Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob.
Good morning.
How are we going?
I'm going very well. Before I get into this, just a shout out to Tottenham. They're playing Bayern Munich at 8 o'clock in a Champions League kickoff.
Shout out, Tottenham.
So let's go. I might run off and there's a bar on the way to Britomart. I might watch the end
just
of the game.
Just watch it out. Yeah.
See what the score is.
Is football on all the time? All year round?
Yay!
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Of course it is.
That's intense.
Wow.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I need
just
to talk
like have
to
a
you.
Break.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay, this is if that island thing that you was watching, what was it?
Oh,
if that was on every week, you'd love it, wouldn't you?
No, let's not get into
anyway,
that.
Anyway, okay, this
what
is
are we
a
talking
really good
one.
I've got to love the listener for sending this one in because I just love this. And this affects everybody on the planet.
Oh, God.
Although we don't like to admit it, apart from Donald Trump.
Oh, got something in your throat there, you're right.
What did you say there? Was it Donald Trump?
Yeah, and I coughed at the same time. Because that's how much he means to me. Right, in the field of psychology, the Dunning-Kruger effect is a cognitive bias in which people mistakenly assess their cognitive ability as greater than it is. In other words, they're not really as onto it as they think they are.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so I think you're saying that we do all suffer from this
I
to a certain
like
extent.
I feel like you're personally attacking me, Rob.
Oh, no, I'm attacking myself because I'll explain later on what I do when I don't understand things. In 2011, David Dunning wrote about his observations that people with substantial measurable deficits in their knowledge or expertise lack the ability to recognise those deficits. And therefore, despite potentially making error after error, tend to think they're performing competently when they're not.
How does this happen? Is this because people tell them that they're doing a good job and they just absorb
because,
it?
Yeah, or because you think you are. A lot of it is, if you're with a group of people and they're all saying one thing, you tend to agree with them.
Oh, I watched something on this just the other night.
Oh, well, there you go. Mm.
If you're with a group, and wasn't there that study done where it was like everyone was sitting in a line and it was something like, which is the highest bar? And everyone said... Everyone except one person was in on it, and they all said 2-2-2, and then the one person not in on it said 2 as well, even though that wasn't the right answer because everyone else had said that.
That's like lemmings or something, isn't it? Mm. You know.
But in 2014, Dunning described how the Dunning-Kruger effect suggests that poor performers are not in a position to recognise their shortcomings in their performance.
So... just basically not being able to see when you've made a bit of a wally of yourself.
Well, I think it's like you think you know something, but in actual fact, you don't really know everything. No one knows everything.
Or do you think it's like you convince yourself that you're right because you don't want to be wrong?
I don't know. Well, this the one that kicked their thing off, which happened in 1999, I think, a criminal case of MacArthur Wheeler, who robbed two banks in one day without wearing a mask, right? And he even went up to the cameras and made a point of smiling and waving at them. And he was arrested within 2 hours, and he couldn't believe it.
He couldn't believe he was arrested.
He couldn't believe he got caught because he'd covered his face in lemon juice because he believed it would make him visible to the camera, and it was based on his misunderstanding of the chemical properties of lemon juice as an invisible ink.
That is amazing. Yeah, if I just put a bit of lemon on it, no one will know it's there. Just a whole person.
So there is a way to overcome the effect, and that's a point in which an incompetent actually recognises their own ineptitude.
But, so how do you get to that point? How do you?
That's
sort of
an
like,
extreme case, right?
Yeah, okay, cool.
That's a beautiful example. No, I think we're all running around doing that, aren't we, Tess?
We're all got lemon juice, which really made me laugh about that thing you were talking about earlier on, the make lemons out of lemons and squeeze the
Amelia
pulp.
Did a very funny tweet.
But
about
no, you
lemons.
Can. What they're saying is, like, learn more about how your mind works and the mistakes we make. And, learn more about a subject. Normally, when people know a little bit about a subject, you're really, really confident about it.
Mm.
And then you start to learn a little bit more, then you realise you actually didn't know
that.
This is exactly what someone's just texted in. I don't do that. The more you know you don't know.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. The thing is, keep learning and practicing, and it's, instead of assuming you know everything about a subject.
So it's about being humble a bit as well. It's not. Yeah. It's just not assuming that you are. I do it. The be-all like, and
if we're talking about
knowledge.
Something and I'm not really sure, I'll go, oh yeah, yeah, or oh, that's interesting. That means I'm not really sure, and then I try to change the subject immediately, rather than say, oh, you know what, I don't really know what you're talking
Someone
about.
Someone texted in saying, I think it's the same person. They said a master has failed more times than a beginner has attempted. Oh, wait.
Wow, that's just.
I think that makes sense. Brilliant. Doesn't that make sense?
That's brilliant.
It's too early in the morning. My brain can't compute.
But no, well, I think we all suffer from it. I've learned since I've been doing this, I know lots of stuff about lots of things now, and that's dangerous.
Mm. You're too wise.
Well, no, I'm not.
No, but you're not. That's the thing, isn't exactly. it? You know how wise you're not.
Isn't that like the whole thing of like the classic thing when you go to uni and you finish your first year philosophy paper and you're just so knowledgeable, and then you finish your master's degree and you're like, everything is a lie. I don't know what is right. It's all about just keeping your mind open. Keep learning.
I feel like that's an ego thing.
It is a bit of an ego thing.
Oh, of course
thing.
It
like
is.
You don't want to be
it
like...
Is. To know, like, oh, he doesn't know what we're talking about yeah. here. Sometimes it happens to me up at B but when it gets really intellectual.
People actually convince themselves that they know yeah. what they're talking about because they so badly don't want to be like...
So I think we
I
all suffer
from it. I actually don't
know
about that thing.
But, yeah, just put your hand up and go, you know what?
Rather
I don't
than
know what
like
you're talking
being
about.
Like, yeah, I know that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The worst I've ever done was pretending I'd watched a TV show I hadn't, and then getting really deep into like a friendship for years.
And it was based on that.
Because it was the same thing. You're at a party and people are like talking about this like thing, and you're like, yeah, I don't want to be like left out of the chat.
What was the TV show?
It was a Peep Show.
Have you watched it now?
Nope.
Oh, good.
But people
Do
keep
they
sending
know?
Me
Does
Peep
your
Show.
Friend know?
The friend is Pearl, and if Pearl's listening.
I
haven't watched Peep Show, but I do love that you keep sending me memes about it. So there we go. I've just
well, I've
revealed
watched Peep
that
Show
on
Pearl,
air.
So if you want to send the memes to me, I'll know what you're talking about.
Well, Dunning, so you said this thing that I love this. This is giving me my saying of the week. We are engines of misbelief.
Engines of Misbelief. That sounds like a good band name.
Band name.
Oh. Here we go, Rob.
So, ooh. Yeah, listen, it affects us all, some more than others, Donald Trump, but we can get around that.
We can get around that.
Just put your hand up and say, look, I don't know everything about
Also
anything.
having good friends that say to you, yeah. hey, yeah. don't be a Wally.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But you can you assume the person doesn't know?
I think you can sometimes when you see like the man with the lemon juice trying to rob a bank. You can
okay,
be like, that
well,
doesn't work.
That's extreme,
you know?
Though, right?
Like, I still think it's very good.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah,
actually
where's
running,
this guy's mates
but
being like, hey, dude.
You would have seen if that lemon juice had gone into his eyes.
I know.
He must
I'm just
have,
thinking that.
Apparently,
it couldn't be.
Apparently, that the master has failed more times than a beginner has attempted is Socrates. So shout out to Socrates, old mate Socrates. Thanks
for
the text.
He got killed by being hit on the head with a tortoise.
With a tortoise? Is that real?
No.
No.
So with the lemon thing though, why did no one say, "Hey, dude, that doesn't work"?
It probably wasn't telling a whole bunch of people he was going to rob a bank, though. You know.
But you think? But you think if you were walking down the road and no one could see your head?
I want
People
to know more
look
about
at
that.
You. Okay.
I want to know why he thought lemon juice made you invisible. Is that a thing that people think?
Well, no, that was his misunderstanding of the chemical properties.
But did he just come up with that?
He saw that lemon juice was an invisible ink. So he thought, brilliant.
Do you not remember doing that when you were a little kid and you like put...
No, I never did that.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Was it?
Arts and crafts. You can draw, if you like write with lemon and then you put it sort of like a... black light or a UV light or something on it,
you
then
can
it,
read it,
it lights up. Oh,
Tess's face
right now. This was
Didn't know that.
Big after
See,
school activities.
Thank you for admitting that.
There you go.
No worries.
Rather than just going, Oh, yeah. That's
I did that when I was a kid.
That's
yeah, for sure.
So if you would have got something that you would like Rob to look up for you, it can be anything. Weird, wonderful, profound, profane. 5395
is
the
profound,
text number.
I don't do profound.
What? Why not?
It's too much.
No, text and profound. I reckon. Come on.
Not as profound as last week.
What was last week again?
That was the speech.
I see what you're saying.
After last week when we were talking about Greta Thunberg and also climate change and stuff, how amazing was that turnout to those big protests on Friday?
I think I had a big part of that.
Obviously. Rob made it happen.
Do you think that this is part of what you were just talking about? Someone texted in saying, ask Rob about the effect where the observer influences the result of an experiment by watching it and expecting an outcome.
Is that like watched pot never boils kind of thing, or something like that?
That's far too deep for me.
Well, keep your suggestions coming in to 5395, or you can call us 309-3879. Let us know what you'd like Rob to research for you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
And we will be back.